The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Walks into the studio, keep the music on. He says, arbitrary nice question to Al.
No.
Why is the... Go ahead. No, listen to this.
So you mentioned Dr. Mark Siegel.
Yeah, so we need Mark will be on the show hopefully Monday. Yeah.
And then so Al says, yeah, he's in Nebraska apparently. And then I walk in, you know, from the printer, and I see, oh, yeah, he's in Nebraska. And I ask the question to Al.
The most gingerly of fashion.
I said, so why is Mark Siegel in Nebraska? And he goes, flies off the handle. What the hell do I know he's in Nebraska?
I dropped an F-bomb.
Do I? Yeah,
I cleaned it up. I dropped an F-bomb.
How the blank am I supposed to know?
Sorry,
and listen to the song he puts on.
Happy.
Yeah. What was that?
You know what my reaction would have been? I don't know. That would have been my reaction.
Yeah, you know, very interesting. I don't know. What is he doing in Nebraska? I don't know. Al goes, how the blank am I supposed to know?
Crazy.
I said, Al, don't get angry. He goes, I'm not angry. Like
that. And you ask him what the name of this song was.
I didn't yell, I'm not angry.
You say I'm angry. I am not angry.
And you ask him what the name of this song was. You would have thought what you asked him. My goodness.
Happy. That's what it is. Happy.
That's exactly why I asked the name. I knew what the song was.
Somebody needs to come out with a song that says angry.
Oh, we know. We need a song named Quaaludes for Al. I think maybe he doesn't. Oh, hey. 8 minutes after 8
Stone didn't get this angry when he was sentenced to 3 years in prison.
That's terrible. You know, there's so much to get into this morning. And so we want to bring into the mix that Joe Borelli is a great guy. He's a member of this radio family who we love. He's the minority whip of the New York City Council. I contributed to Hill, and he's on Fox News all the time, on CNN as well. Hey, Joe, welcome back to the show, man. How you doing this morning, my friend?
Good morning. But I got to be honest.
Uh-oh.
Mark Siegel has been following the coronavirus with the CDC all week. If he's in Nebraska, he probably knows something we don't know.
He
would be very well served by probably heading for the hills. You know, we got to all come out to Hunterdon County, Joe's compound.
You're more than
we'll
welcome.
Get the rifles. We'll bring the women and children in the compound, and we'll storm there.
It's scary. It's a great point because Mark, we love Mark. He's great. He's so much fun on the show, but he's so knowledgeable medically. Maybe he knows something we don't. Is that what you're trying to tell me, Joey?
Come on, he's in the inside track. Where's Corona least likely to pop up? Nebraska. Next thing you know, he's in the Cornhusker state.
It's scary, man. Hey, Joe, how's everything? Kids good? Family's good? I know you're working very, very hard, and your district is still coronavirus free, correct?
We're still coronavirus free that we know about that we know about. Thankfully,
yeah.
By the way, Joe, did you know that Frank Morano got his ashes yesterday?
Yeah. You know what? I didn't ask that, and I'm embarrassed that I did not ask that, because I asked earlier yesterday, were you going to get ashes? Frankie, you got the ashes.
I did, yes, but apparently Joe Borelli had a bigger problem with that, as Al did with my asking why Mark Siegel was in Nebraska. I'm trying to eat
Sunday
some Indian food yesterday.
You could hear Morano, you could hear him on the radio, then he'll call me for brunch, then he'll see what we're doing for the weekend. Never once have I ever heard Frank Morano say, I can't today, I'm going to church. He was virtue sickly. He's one of those Catholics who made sure he got the extra ashes to let everybody know he was doing the right thing. I bet you he still says, and also with you. I've been to weddings with this guy. He's kneeling when he should be standing. He's got the smoke monstrance thing. He's swinging it around. Doesn't even know what to do. The rest of the short, he's got the ashes so everyone could see.
I got it so far. Did you get good ashes? My ashes were, thank God I got the ashes, and it was so nice and moving to me because they gave special ashes at the St. Joseph Shrine in Sterling, New Jersey. It was great, but it was like a dot. I looked more Indian than Catholic. It was like a dot, and but it's hard for the priest to make the full cross. Did you get a full cross? Was it a good ash that you got on your head?
They
got
to teach this in the seminary. It's right between Latin, you know, and breaking the host. It should be how to draw with ashes. Unfortunately, I got my ashes last night at the Grand Havana Room with Frank. I got ashes all over my suit. But we had some crew last night, Joe. You missed a great time last night.
Oh, God.
Thanks to some of our friends.
I heard Al Sharpton was there. It's nice that Al Sharpton. I love it. You know, Al hangs out. Al Sharpton, a social justice whatever. He is at the Grand Havana Room smoking cigars, Joey.
Yes. He's for the people as long as they have a $25,000 a year membership and a quarterly due of $2,000. He's for all those people, rest assured.
Yeah.
In fairness, though, I've seen him there many times, and he's always gentlemanly, so I won't say anything. You know.
So you took the ashes from the cigars, and you guys kind of did it to yourself? Is that what you're doing, huh?
I noticed I got the ashes on the subway home when they were all over my pants.
Oh, just like that, man. Oh, my God. Joe Borelli. Hey, Joe, so this corona thing, the president yesterday, walk us through that, because I was at a family event, and I'm trying to be not rude at the table, and I know you are in politics, so you know you have to do that, and I'm trying to watch the president's press conference, which we didn't cover too much of this morning, but he was good. I love when he's laid back, he's presidential, and has complete control of this corona crisis, the president.
He's rightfully trying to calm people's fears. I mean, this is something that has not reached a saturation point, although today we're aware of the first transmission between someone who is in the U.S. and was not traveling to China or one of the other affected countries, which is a serious step in the development of the disease. But, look, I mean, I'm of the opinion that we should put political differences aside. I hate seeing people like Nancy Pelosi criticize the president at a moment like this. I do not criticize Mayor de Blasio. Mayor de Blasio also did a press conference yesterday with OEM, with the city's Department of Health, and I support them as well. I want them to win. I don't want coronavirus to win so Bill de Blasio looks bad, and I wish we would all heed the advice of the federal agencies and the city Department of Health, and that includes if you have symptoms, go get tested. The city's going to be getting access to the CDC labs to be able to do very quick testing of coronavirus. So if you have symptoms, there is a plan. You should do something. You should go to your doctor and report that, and they will test you. And there are, as the mayor pointed out, there are beds available in New York City where you will be treated in top care and obviously isolated from everyone else.
Yeah. Now, hey, so have you been watching Mayor Bloomberg on the debates? I'm dying to hear your take on the Bloomberg performance at these debates, Joe Borelli.
I mean, you know, you can't question that the guy is not a brilliant man. You can't. I mean, he's obviously tremendously successful. But he just seems so out of place. You know, first of all, what is a debate? A debate is where you're supposed to project yourself as the next president of the United States. He's out there stuttering and looking confused, not giving proper answers, slip of the tongue, of all slip of the tongues.
Yeah.
This is the Congress. I bought
great.
Them. I got
that
them.
That was great. That was great.
That's like you know, if Bernie Sanders would start singing, I don't know how the Soviet national anthem goes. I know it goes, if they caught him listening to that in his underwear at home, you know, this would be the equivalent of that.
Okay, thanks for that visual.
You know,
thanks
saying,
for that visual. Yeah. Yeah, thanks for that visual. Bernie in his underwear listening to Russian national anthem. But it's funny because Mayor Bloomberg actually said, they talked about, he said he wanted to say how he changed a lot of the Democratic races to take over the House of Representatives, and he started to say, I bought them, and the B came out. Joe, he said it on national television. It was great. He bought them, and you know what? He did. That's exactly what he did. You know,
he said it. He said it. I think Elizabeth Warren, she threw herself on the grenade in that debate. I think she took the lead of being the knife man for Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
And just stuck it to Bloomberg. You know, I mean, her race is effectively ended. I mean, there's talk she's not going to win her home state of Massachusetts. I can't see how that's something that she could continue on after. So she might be angling for a vice presidential role or something like that. Or maybe she just believes that Bernie's a better president potentially than Bloomberg. But she was the knife man. And the other knife man who is out there is Mayor Bloomberg. And I'm sorry, Mayor de Blasio. And it's strange because he is sort of, in a Democratic primary, a pretty effective knife man against Bloomberg. The problem for de Blasio and the problem for Bernie, and when they're going to have to lock de Blasio up in a cage, is when the portion of the contest moves from the attack Bloomberg to the let's explain how socialist progressive government works for the people.
Because
if you want someone who's the model of progressive government working, it's not Bill de Blasio, of course. You can go through Thrive. You can go through New York Works. You can go through his affordable housing program. You can go through Vision Zero. All of these things he set out to do with his bold progressive agenda all flopped.
Yeah, and not to mention this bail reform situation. Any update on that, Joe Borelli?
Well, I mean, now the Speaker of the Assembly even indicated that they might look at changes in the budget. But why that's bad is because they passed this bill originally as part of a budget deal, meaning it was buried in thousands and thousands of pages of documents so that the public didn't have a chance to hear the bill and see and get public hearings on the bill, as every other normal piece of legislation goes through a legislative process, through committees, et cetera. They're going to sneak it in the same way, and God knows what's going to be in it, and they'll tell the Republicans at the last minute. The governor will file a message of necessity, waiving the amount of time between the bill being introduced and the bill being passed, so that, you know, the media doesn't even have time to scrutinize what's in it, and they'll pass it in the cover of darkness like they did. And we, the public, will just be along for the ride and have no say and no input, and that's still not the right way to do it. It's still not the right way to do it.
Joe, before we let you go, Joe Borelli, Minority Whip, a superstar, upcoming in the political. Are you going to run for mayor, you think? You run for mayor? You think about running for mayor?
Mayor of Staten Island, yeah. No. Mayor of Staten Island.
That's right.
We are going to secede.
But what happened? Now the second U.S. court, Circuit Courts of Appeal in Manhattan, they voted in favor of Donald Trump with the Sanctuary Cities Law in order for sanctuary cities to submit to immigration laws. Reading here, the Donald Trump administration can avoid giving law enforcement funds if not cooperated with. And one of the states, of course, is New York. How do you think de Blasio, Governor Cuomo, how do you think they'll react to this?
Not good. I have to imagine it's not going to be good for them. And also, there are some grants that our Department of OEM, they're called chassis grants, that they do rely on to stock, our stores of stockpiled food, masks, and other things. So I am someone who is not, let's bury the sanctuary cities when we are potentially, meaning me as a Staten Islander and New Yorker, on the receiving end of the stockpiles of things that OEM does. However, the law enforcement side of it is different, and this actual angle and plan was actually laid out by the Obama administration, believe it or not.
Wow.
In like 2015, 2016. Wow. I forget which member from Texas sent a letter to the DOJ basically saying, hey, the law says if you're not complying with Homeland Security, with federal DOJ guidelines for these grants, you should take them away from cities. And the holder DOJ actually said that was the case as well.
All right, Joe Borelli, wonderful as always, Joey. We always appreciate it. Our love to the family. And one of these days I'll meet you over at the Grand Havana Room. You and Frankie at the Grand Havana Room, which is great. And is that why you stayed up till midnight last night, Frank? You were over there?
That's right. Well, I got home at midnight. I didn't stay up. Until
Look at these guys. Joe, we appreciate it. And come
slept on the bus.
There it is. And come into the studio soon, Joe Borelli. Thanks so much, my friend.
Thank you.
Thanks. Senator Jim DeMint is going to join us momentarily. Zen Sams is on the show. It's Piscopo 20 after 8 o'clock. Debbie Duhame looking out for you on the roads right here on AM 970. The Answer.
Good morning to you, Joe. Good morning, Frank and Al. Good morning, everybody. Let's go to 78 eastbound, exit 57. Accident being clear from the local lanes. Traffic still moving a little bit slowly here at the inbound GWB upper with an accident about 20 minutes in. Lincoln 30, Holland still about 25 from both approaches. We're seeing delays on the Cross Bronx East out by Rosedale Avenue. Accident involving two tractor trailers out there. And traffic is still pretty tough as you head over to the eastbound Gowanus at 38th. Accident between a truck and a car. Delays back by the Verrazano. Staten Island Expressway eastbound. That's pretty busy. Richmond Ave all the way out toward the Verrazano. Expect delays at the Whitestone Bridge getting into the Bronx with an accident there as well. And on the Seaford Oyster Bay North, right at the northern state, a collision is out there in the right lane. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy, windy today, high of 42. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher can break down the Bloomberg campaign.
No one's going to vote for Mike Bloomberg based on his ideas because he doesn't have any. He's got one. He wants to take your guns away. He's anti-gun. That much we know. And he's big nanny, big government, typical liberal. The government knows better than you do how much salt you can eat and how big your big gulps can be. He's all into that. But other than that, he doesn't have any core beliefs.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
This Saturday morning from 10 to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 this Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then AM 970 The Answer's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Long Island Lutheran Middle and High School, Timothy Christian School, Upper Room Christian School, Christ Our Foundation Learning Center. You can see the full list of participating schools at am970theanswer.com. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to am970theanswer.com or call 212-857-9630. That's 212-857-9630.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Oh, you made your New Year's resolution back in January. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to work out a little bit. I'm going to get myself in shape. I'm going to talk like Charles Bronson. What was that? I have no idea why I slipped into a child shaking his head. Why I slipped into. You know what? If you're a boomer, my boomer brothers and sisters, more people in Flemington, New Jersey, at the Retro Fitness that we have, they're boom. They come in and they're in great shape, I got to tell you. So I'm working out in the gym and I'm looking around. Not like Al when he goes to the gym, he looks at some pretty gal in the gym. That's not me. I will go look. I will see somebody who's like my age. First of all, who's they're alive, thank you, and they're not limping, they're not coughing, they're not walking hunched over. You know what? They're vibrant. They are working out. They're in shape. Men and women in their 40s, 50s, and 60s at Retro and beyond. Stacy told me that there was a guy at 90-something years old working out. It is time that you come to Retro Fitness. I'm telling you, you're going to feel better about yourself. Your flexibility is better. You got to, you know, if you don't, you use it or lose it. You know what they say? That's so true. And now we have this ultimate membership for $0 enrollment fee. $0 enrollment fee just in time to get that body in shape for summer, by the way. Retro Fitness, that's where you want to be. And then you get everything that Retro has to offer, which is great. That top-of-the-line fitness equipment, by the way, 824 with Joe on the radio. I could talk forever on Retro because they have great equipment. The Life Fitness equipment is great, which is great because it's not stressful on your joints. I find myself using the Life Fitness equipment more and more. Because it's just so ergonomic, which means it work. You will, your body will work well with this machine. But if you want to take it up a notch, Hammer Strength. Oh, you can't find the great Hammer Strength equipment like you will find in Flemington, New Jersey at the Retro Fitness. We have Hammer Strength all throughout the Power Rack, you know. And of course, if you want to get, if you like the big boys and girls, and they come in and they are jacked, man, we got the heavyweights for you as well. So you want to stop by Flemington, New Jersey, the Retro Fitness there. But really, check out RetroFitness.com. and look at the $0 enrollment fee. Retro is where you want to be. Just forget about all those other gyms. You get so much more from Retro Fitness that you'll get from any other gym that's out there. And you can speak to Stacy personally, 908-238-3695, 908-238-3695. We want you to get real with Retro Fitness, and we want you to get real with Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream? Catch up on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/AM970 The Answer.
Joe on the radio, 825 right now. Senator Jim DeMint is a successful businessman, legendary former United States senator, and the chairman of the Conservative Partnership Institute. Always a privilege to have the senator with us. Senator DeMint, welcome back to the show, sir.
Well, thank you, Joe. It was fun being in studio with you a couple of months ago, but I'm in South Carolina this week, and there's a lot going on here, as you know.
You know, give us your take on this whole thing. I love it. By the way, the drama of it all, I love it. The Bernie Sanders of it all, I'm loving every minute of it, Senator. So what do you think, Joe? Well, I mean, you know, you can't make it up. You just can't make it up, sir.
There's more drama than usual, really. I mean, still in the polls, it looks like Biden is going to win, but there's a lot changing down the stretch here. Is if you look at it, he's counting on the black vote in South Carolina, but collectively, Bernie Sanders and Tom Steyer have more of the black vote than he does. So for, I think, the first time, the black community is dividing their vote. Bernie Sanders has more momentum, and when you ask his supporters, they know they're going to vote for him, but a lot of Biden supporters say they may change their mind. So top line is Biden is still the favorite to win, but with all this energy behind Bernie, I really think it's possible we could see a change. But all that said, Joe, unless Biden wins big in South Carolina, I think it is pretty much ends his campaign, because he could eke out a victory, but that's so far behind what Democrat nominees usually do. It'll really hurt him going into next Tuesday.
Yeah, Senator Jim DeMint's new book, by the way, is Conservative: Knowing What to Keep. Conservative: Knowing What to Keep. You can get that on Amazon from the good senator. Hey, you know what, Senator? Too, Joe Biden. If I can just ask you personally, you know, when I was a Democrat, I was a Blue Dog Democrat for most of my life before I saw the light, sir. So I would talk with Joe Biden. He seemed like such a nice guy. You know what he went through and everything. I hesitate to even say this, because I know a lot of folks older than me who are, on the ball, sharp as a tack. But the people are saying Joe lost a step, and you know him personally. Do you see him indeed slowing down from the Joe Biden that you knew in the Senate?
But I don't know if he's slowing down or not. He's always had these bloopers because he talks a lot. He's very jovial and gregarious. It's hard not to like him. But it would appear, just from what I see now in the media, that he has lost a step. But the kind of the whole fray of the campaign and the pace, I know I've felt that when it's 24 hours a day going down the stretch, sometimes your mind's not working quite as well as it could if you got some good sleep. So I don't know. He's just 78 or something, and like you said, I work with people in their 90s who are doing better than I am.
I know. Isn't that great, though? I meet somebody like that. How old are you? And they're smoking you, you know? It's like, as a matter of fact, our boss here at Salem Media, Ed Atzinger, you know, and this guy is in the best shape of it. I know you know Mr. Atzinger. My God, this guy's in spectacular shape. Like, and then he showed me he does 32 pull-ups. 32 pull-ups. I couldn't even get near that. So, you know what I'm saying?
Oh. Yeah, I am. But I think the one thing I do worry about, Joe, I think he's kind of messing up a lot because he's not being himself. Joe is not a progressive leftist guy by nature. He's certainly liberal, but probably more of a blue dog like liberal naturally. So now he's trying to appeal to the AOCs of the world, I think. And I think that's what's confusing him more than anything else, is just trying to be somebody he's not so he can win some votes.
And very telling that you say, Senator DeMint, is that is that Bernie could very well take this, because you're seeing the African-American vote perhaps going to Bernie, perhaps going to Steyer, and that this is not an easy walk to victory for Joe Biden. That's what you're feeling.
Right. And now it does help that Congressman Jim Clyburn had jumped in
right.
a day or two ago, and he's the most prominent black leader in South Carolina. And that could mean that the party overall has decided to come in and try to get Biden over the top just to knock Bernie down a few notches.
You think the party really doesn't want Bernie? You think they are scared of Bernie, the Democratic Party?
There's no question about it. They're scared of Bernie, and not just for the chance of losing the presidency, but the chance of losing the House if they have him at the top of the ticket, because he is saying more honestly what I think a lot of Democrats believe. They do believe in more of a socialist economy, not blue dog Democrats like you used to be. And I know a lot of folks who I could work with.
Right, right.
The party at the national level has just gone way far to the left, and really they are embracing a lot of these socialist ideas.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens on this election. Senator Jim DeMint, his book is Conservative, Knowing What to Keep. I just can't, with Bernie, the problem is, and I have a daughter in college, and they all they love Bernie, and then I don't want to get into it, but how do you explain to the younger folks that are supporting Bernie Sanders, once he's in, Ilhan Omar's in the cabinet, Senator DeMint, Rashida Tlaib is in the cabinet. These are anti-Semites who are anti-American, and Bernie is backing these people. I mean, I suspect if and when Bernie Sanders does surface, all of this will come out, and we'll see the dangers of Bernie Sanders, yes?
I think so, but socialists have always had a populist appeal that we're going to take from the rich and we're going to help everybody else. And very few people think they're rich, and so the message has always sold well around the world. But the philosophy has ended up in death and destruction everywhere it's been tried. And the problem now is, Joe, is this: a lot of people don't know what socialism really is. And I've done a lot of research. We wrote a lot about it in the book. But socialism is an economic system that destroys prosperity and really destroys freedom. And one way it's good to get it out in the open and talk about it. The thing I'm worried about is Bernie is normalizing socialism and in America. That's not a good thing, because all of our prosperity is built on a free market system.
Senator Jim DeMint, a successful businessman, former U.S. Senator. The book is Conservative, Knowing What to Keep. And before we let you go, sir, no doubt in your mind that Donald J. Trump wins in the general election down there.
Oh, no doubt at all. And you know, I'm really proud of Donald Trump. I don't know how he's held up with 24-hour-a-day criticism 7 days a week.
Yeah.
But he continues to push good policies for the country. And people who don't like his personality just need to push that aside and realize that he, just through common sense, is moving our country in a positive direction. It's going to help everyone if we give him some time.
And Senator DeMint, again, and we appreciate your valuable time, sir. You're feeling Bernie will be the candidate. Is that what you're feeling? I know we don't like to, you know, just forecast here, but Bernie will be running up against Donald J. Trump. I mean, is that what we're looking at? That's the way it looks like it's going to play out, yes?
You know, no, I'm not saying that, because I think the Democrat Party is going to do everything they can to undermine him. He may have more delegates, but not a majority going into the convention.
Yeah.
And if that happens, they're not going to give him the nomination. They just won't. So we'll see what happens. I may be wrong, but they're trying to find someone like a Bloomberg or someone else who can get them with a lot of their own money. And maybe they'll try to stick Hillary in at the end. I don't know, but it's very confusing.
great conversation, Senator. Always love having you on the show, sir. Conservative, Knowing What to Keep is the name of the book from Senator Jim DeMint. Senator, thank you, sir, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you, Joe.
Yes, sir. Senator Jim DeMint. Again, the book, Conservative, Knowing What to keep. Hey, can I go to Dina for a second? Thank you, Frank. So I have to, let me just say, one of my dearest friends is Dina Martin. She's the daughter of the legendary Dean Martin and a brilliant talent in her own right, just performing all over America and, yes, the world, singing and doing her wonderful, spectacular show. She is the gal that sent me the information on this book that totally, totally freaked me out. The name of the book is Dean Koontz, Eyes of Darkness, How Koontz in 1981 predicted this virus, this coronavirus. And Dina called it. Dina, thanks for calling in this morning.
You are welcome. Hi, handsome. How are you doing?
You know what? You're the best, because you were talking about, I'll be in, Las Vegas next week. No, it's none of that now. I was at dinner. I have to tell you, I was at dinner yesterday with the family, and then the text came in, and I'm going like, oh my gosh, I'm reading this. How did you find that? And thank you for sending that over and thinking about me, for sending this over. Go ahead.
You know what? It was so interesting because I was getting my hair done. I was getting my hair cut yesterday, and I said, I'm going to Palm Beach tomorrow. And, the hairdresser said, take your Lysol wipes and all your stuff. Just because Lysol kills the coronavirus. I said, what? And it's actually on the back of that bottle that she showed me. Then she said, in the book, Dean Koontz's book, he wrote about it, 1981. I said, what? And so she got it out for me, and I took pictures. I said, you've got to be kidding me with this. It was so interesting. Wuhan.
Yeah.
Even in the place where it was, created.
Yeah, and I know you, me, and your wonderful husband, John, we always chat about politics and stuff, and we keep it light, and our first and foremost, we're entertainers. But how would this guy know? How did she, your hairdresser knows it. How does this guy, Dean Koontz, know that it was, they called it Wuhan 14, and it was Wuhan, I'm reading here, Wuhan 400, rather, because it was developed at their RDNA labs outside the city of Wuhan, and it was the 400th viable strain of man-made microorganisms created right there at the research center. It's a biological weapon.
And he wrote it in 1981, and he predicted that in around 2020, a severe pneumonia-like illness will spread throughout the globe, attacking the lungs. It's pretty, I'm getting chills again thinking about it.
You know what? I'd like to put it out there because I wonder how he knew. I'm asking your hairdresser, she's got really more credibility, than some of the other news outlets, because they're not even telling us about it. We're the only one. And we reached out, by the way, to the author, and we're going to try to get him on the show as well.
Great.
Great. But
like Nostradamus.
Well, that's exactly what I thought. The first thing I thought about, this guy's a psychic. I'm thinking like that. Hey, Dina, thank you for thinking of me. I'm thinking about your old buddy Joe on the radio, because we're right at you're right in the groove of what we talk
right
about
here.
Every morning.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've gotta go away.
Thanks for thinking of your old friend. You're listening, Dina Martin and I on Fox and Friends around Christmas time. We go and we do Baby, It's Cold Outside. They say, Dina, you're booked. Who do you want to sing with? Dina says, Joe Piscopo. And thank you for that. I was honored.
All right, cutie. I love you.
I love
to. Say hey to everybody. And I'm on my way to Palm Beach.
Any other news stories breaking? Will you call, please?
I'll let you know about everything.
Thanks, Dina. God bless you, girl.
God bless you.
The great Bye-bye. Dina Martin right there. 8:38 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Hey, we got Big Al right now with the headline news live and local on AM 970. The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
41 degrees at 8:39. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Mayor de Blasio is enlisting some celebrity help towards getting motorists to stop idling cars in the Big Apple. The mayor is making an 11 a.m. appearance today at City Hall with iconic rock star Billy Idol to announce a war on idling campaign. De Blasio says the goal is to get New Yorkers to report idling in their own neighborhoods and then receive a portion of any fines collected for doing so. Astronomers say a mini moon of sorts, about the size of a couch or two, is orbiting the Earth. Astronomers in Tucson, Arizona, discovered what they say is an asteroid about 2 weeks ago. They say it's about 6 to 11 feet across and that its orbit leads them to believe it entered Earth's orbit around 3 years ago. The space rock is the first to get caught in Earth's orbit since 2006. In sports, Knicks stung by the Hornets 107-101 in Charlotte. The Nets gave up a late three, lost 110-106 to the Wizards in D.C. College hoops, Syracuse crushed Pitt 72-49. St. John's lost 71-60 at 12th-ranked Villanova. Sports brought to you by Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey. Sign up for their Ultimate membership today and enjoy a $0 enrollment fee. Retro Fitness, your goals, your way. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. We're seeing delays on the one train. It's all due to some ongoing signal problems, alternate side parking rules in effect, inbound GWB, Lincoln, and the Holland, all 25 in. Southbound Thruway slowing down as you head from 12 down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. 684 south in toward 84. Watch for an accident heading into Brewster. Traffic moving a little bit slowly for you on 80 west, exit 54 into Totowa with an accident there. And traffic still moving slowly on Route 1 southbound right into 130. It's an overturned truck, and one lane remains blocked. We're still seeing a lot of volume this morning as you head over to the eastbound side of the Gowanus. Eastbound Gowanus heavy up through 38th with an accident cleared. Whitestone Bridge into the Bronx, an accident there. And over on the Cross Bronx eastbound, accident between a couple of tractor trailers still out there out by Rosedale Avenue. Windy today with a high of 42. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The answer.
Are you tired of staring at that dent? At Mako, getting collision repaired is as easy as book, quote, fix. Come to Mako for a collision repair backed by our best price guarantee. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Hi, everyone. I want to let you know about an amazing new face cream from Invite Health. It's hemp face cream with fig and orange. For over 20 years, InviteHealth.com has offered super premium quality supplements, and now they've combined the power of superior skincare ingredients with full spectrum hemp extract to offer you their new hemp face cream with fig and orange. It's so light and moisturizing. InviteHealth.com offers a collection of premium quality full spectrum hemp extract products that are U.S. grown and seed to shelf certified. Now you can order their hemp face cream at 50% off retail on your first order. Buy two and get free shipping as well. Call 800-789-1125 or visit invitehealth.com and use promo code Debbie for 50% off like my mom did yesterday. Invite Health. For a healthier life, you're invited.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
2020 is the year your business is going to thrive.
Or will it?
Resolve to use digital marketing to your advantage with the help from the pros at Salem Surround. Whether you're just testing the waters of digital marketing or already have a plan in place that's not getting results, we give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Salem Surround provides your business with all your marketing needs under one roof. Face it, if you're not effectively using digital media, you're behind the competition and losing sales. Salem Surround will help identify any weak points in your marketing strategy and consult with you to bring solutions that will meet your needs and exceed your expectations. Total market penetration for increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and learn how to get your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
I just found it, Frankie. Thank you so much. I found it, Cara. Thank you so much. Looking for a picture of me and Dina. We're going to plug. Hey, Joe on the radio. It's 844 right now. Thank you very much. I want to tell you about Connors and Sullivan. Love Connors. I had such a great time. You guys just got to go out to dinner. When I was out to dinner, and we get Frankie V said, you want to go out to dinner with Mike Connors? He's got Father Bilecki. He brings this priest that I love. I mean, talk about a disciple of Jesus. and Mike was there, and Beth was there, and Bridget from the Connors and Sullivan, and they are just good people. So I'm telling you, if you have a question about your trust, your will, the power of attorney, healthcare proxy, you don't know what to do. You've got somebody in a nursing home. You're afraid you're going to lose all your money. What could you do legally? You want to sit with someone that you're comfortable with, and number one. Number two, that has the knowledge that could smoke anybody else in that arena of law. And that's Mike Connors and his team over there at Connors and Sullivan. I'm telling you, you got to go. You'll feel comfortable. And also, it's the weight of the world off your shoulder. Even now, I can feel so comfortable as I talk to you now. Because remember, for weeks, I was telling you, I'm calling Lisa. I'm going to call Lisa. And I didn't. And I'm calling. And then I called Lisa. And boom, it was so easy. Went to Bridget, got over there, met everybody. Beth was there. And Kelly and Rose, great. You got to check out Connors and Sullivan. And you know what's great about it, too? When you go over there, you say, look, I heard you on Joe's show. What can you do for me? That initial consultation right there is for free. Free first initial consult with a lawyer at Connors and Sullivan. May I give you the number? Thank you. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. Joey and I went to Brooklyn. You can go to Manhattan. Yeah, Queens, offices on Staten Island. Connors and Sullivan. 718-238-6500.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com. Did you see what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show? Tune into the show every Tuesday morning, 6 to 10 on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Stevie Ray Vaughan, as I was looking through my phone for a picture of Dina Martin, and we're going to post it just to say thanks for thinking of us. Dina, she's like a reporter on the show now that she called in with some interesting coronavirus news. And I saw pictures of Michael playing the guitar, and the kid's just natural like that. I could play instrument. This kid is so natural like that. He his fingering is his whole with Stevie Ray.
Yeah.
Jimmy and Philip Sace. You got to play Philip Sace's Spirit
we'll play
song.
Him in the 9 o'clock
I keep singing the hook of Philip Sace's new song Spirit. So, another great talent. Yes.
So the song that I played there, that's Empty Arms, which was on the Sky Is Crying album after Stevie Ray had died. The original version of that song was done on the Soul to Soul album, but it's done much slower.
Yeah.
And on that album, Stevie Ray also played the drums on that.
He did.
Yes.
Wow.
So that you heard a faster version of that song, which was the way they originally recorded it.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to play you what they did on Soul to Soul.
Look at this.
Listen.
Look at this. Interesting, yeah.
And that's Stevie doing the guitar and the drums.
That's cool. Soul to Soul. What album is this one?
This is Soul to Soul.
Yeah.
That Empty Arms was originally on. The other album was The Sky Is Crying, which was released after Stevie Ray died.
And you know, I keep telling you, I got to see Stevie Ray and introduce Stevie Ray at the, what was that, for WNEWFM?
Yeah, at the pier.
It was great, man.
Yep.
Walked in. He was so cool.
I saw him three times.
Yeah, you did see him. You saw him three times at concert. Yeah. Great.
First time I saw him was with Jeff Beck.
Stevie Ray Vaughan. Hey, I got to tell you guys what I did. That's a great show. My goodness gracious.
Oh, my God.
That's a great show. So I go to Lavo yesterday. Lavo. And I'll tell you about it as the week. We have so much to cover.
It's an Italian joint.
You know, it's not. It's like they're one of the hip places to go. So, you know, me, I'm a Michael's of Brooklyn guy. And I go to my, that's, you want, people say, Joe, where do I go to eat? You go to Michael's of Brooklyn, boom. End the story. That's all you got to worry about. You're going to get the best restaurant. So, but if we got to go to Midtown right now, right? So the kids are all together. I'm with the kid, and Kimberly. Uh-huh.
With your ex-wife.
Yeah.
Out with your ex-wife.
Mm.
I like
like old friends.
And I'm gonna post. I guess I'll post a picture. But
hi, Joe Piscopo.
Now I'm surprised that's not. You don't think that's dangerous? You think Al hanging around with all his platonic friends is dangerous? But you know, a dinner with you and your ex-wife, if your children are there.
Yeah. I mean, they're on opposite ends of the table.
No.
They had security.
I see.
They had
I got to tell you.
Really?
You're next to your ex. Listen, and it's Lent. And it's all about forgiveness.
Yeah.
And you kind of just want to repent and just kind of. What's a snarky
smile? It's a lot easier to forgive somebody that looks like Kimberly than someone that looks like Rosie O'Donnell.
Right.
You stop. That's not fair.
Fair point.
So because I think you think it, and now I'm saying if you went through all that I went through, you go to the courts, the judges, and they take everything you got, and you got to give it to everybody. After all of that, you know, it's Lent. I put it aside. First day of Lent, I'm out. I go, let me. I'm just gonna go here and just do the best. I tell you, we had the best time.
That's
all
great.
Of us together.
See, my thinking would have been, we get back together. I don't have to pay anymore. It's all on one. You know,
no.
Thinking about the finances.
So we go into Love, and I call Anthony Pope because Anthony knows
someplace.
Everybody. I go Anthony. I call Rock. I go Dr. Rock Positano. I go my Italian guys. Do we know anybody at Lavo? Because I know we do. And the guy Franco, you know Franco, who knows Anthony's friends right there. We go in there. I'm telling you, this is a great restaurant. This is a great restaurant. So they had
a nightclub downstairs. Apparently.
That's and I went. Franco once took me to the nightclub. I'm not a nightclub guy. I went to Lavo. It's like a happening place. Look at us. We're like a bunch of old people. But it's a very happening place.
I went there. It was happening. It was a one and a two and a three and a four. Is that right?
Lawrence Welk was downstairs.
Yeah, he was. Huh?
It was Lawrence Welk. It was the hottest club. Frankie, you with me there?
That's I'm right. with you.
I need to get so,
also,
so no,
wondering where the next guest is.
I got to tell you. I got to tell you. He's oh, yeah.
You out. What,
who's the next guest?
Zen Sam.
Oh.
I want to make sure she's here.
Oh, go no, back to what you were doing. I'm sorry that I interrupted you then. Go right back.
Yesterday, who was showing
up? My bad. Please. Make sure that next guest shows up.
Why don't you go out? Why don't you go out and get her?
No,
and
I
bring
got
her in.
No, I'll be right back.
It's only your show.
Where's Joe? He's wandering around the front of the building.
In the hopes that Zen Sams may show up.
Zen! Zen, where are you?
So, but I got to tell you. So we had, listen, Debbie, they bought this great dessert. They bought this great dessert at Lavo.
Okay.
It was like chocolate. I actually tasted it. Ow. Chocolate peanut butter cake.
How much of it did you taste?
Wow.
Well, not much. Yeah. I knew you would say that. But, oh, Debbie, it was so
one
good.
One tine on the fork.
And they made a whole thing with these little lights that go off, and it said, happy birthday. It's just fantastic. But I ate. I could have eaten. I'm telling you, I could be 700 pounds.
I'd eaten and then gone downstairs to the nightclub and done a jig. It would have been great.
But I knew that Zen was coming in. So I
wanted to look good. Didn't want to have any extra calories.
I got to go outside. I'm going to go outside, put my doorman outfit on. Hold on. Hello, right this way. Oh, Deb, please.
Flirting is good for the soul.
No, yeah,
so I
it's
get
true.
It.
Please.
No, you know, no, no, no. If you're she's... looking, that's good. That's yeah, good. No, that means eyes are working. You know,
we're
that's
just,
good.
Just kidding. It's all kidding. All good. She's married. Everything's good. Yeah, but we're going to talk about this great film she's in. And by the way, we got a lot going on, believe it or not, this hour. Don't use this as an example. Debbie is looking out for you on the roads right here. Wait.
You check out Zen. Remember, Al was checking out that guy that showed up in the lobby that day. Remember? I mean, what's
was,
going on? Al, I'm starting to worry. I'm starting to worry about Al here. I don't know.
Debbie from Vinnie Viola's office. That was great.
Hi.
I work for Vinnie Viola. You're the most handsome man I've ever seen in my life. Al got all red.
That's funny.
He would have left with that guy. We would have never seen Al again.
I don't think so. All right. I don't think
he's twirling his finger. We got to go. 8:53. Okay. Deb's out there. Road handsome man. Oh, you're so handsome.
Let's go out to the Cross Bronx, guys. It's busy eastbound at Webster Ave with an accident over there. And still pretty busy at the Whitestone Bridge into the Bronx, but they just cleaned up an accident over there. Still seeing slowdowns as you head to the Hudson River crossings, 20 in at the Lincoln Holland and the George Washington Bridge. Traffic moving a little bit slowly for you. 208 southbound through Hawthorne and Route 1. That's solid southbound right into 130. It's an overturned truck. The right lane remains blocked. Still seeing some volume on 287 eastbound getting out toward White Plains and 684 south exit 9 getting into Brewster. A collision there as well. And on the 1 train, you're moving a little bit slowly as well because of some ongoing signal problems. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
It's hard to know who to trust when selling your home. If you're retiring and looking to sell your home, Calamine & Company Real Estate is the best agency for you. They only represent sellers, putting sellers' needs above everything else. Louis Calamine and his team take a client-focused, old-school approach to real estate. Whatever needs to be done to get the deal closed quickly and for top dollar, Calamine & Company Real Estate gets the job done. They also specialize in selling estate-owned properties and are regularly hired by executors. and administrators, attorneys, even the surrogates court. And perhaps even most impressive is their 100% success rate. That's right, they sell 100% of properties brought to the market. No other broker can make that claim. Offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, and Staten Island. Call 718-998-1100. That's 718-998-1100. Or go to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Joe on the radio, 5 minutes before 9 o'clock. I'm telling you, this is the morning. You're going to get a Giza sheet, and you're going to get a free order of Giza sheets. If you go to MyPillow.com and you click on the radio listener specials, you will get incredible discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers. Got it. Bed sheets. Got it. Pillows. Got it. I am Piscopo Pillow. My cousin is Paulie Pillow. We want you to be a pillow meister as well. Mike is offering a first-time buy one, get one free offer today on Giza Sheets. Buy one, you get one free. You have a 60-day money-back guarantee. I ask you, what do you got to lose? You got nothing to lose. And a 10-year warranty? Are you kidding me? Do like my cousin Paulie. Do like me, like Frankie Five Burrows. We love it. When I go to bed, I'm telling you, I got the Giza sheets. And who knew? I don't. I'm a single, hardworking father. What do I know from sheets? I don't know. You could buy one, get one free on the Giza sheets. You get in your bed with the Giza sheets. You get on top of your mattress topper, and you've got the MyPillow. Oh, I'll tell you, it's like a 5-star hotel. And we want you to go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, because you know why? You're going to get incredible discounts on all MyPillow products, especially the buy one, get one free offer on Giza Sheets. AM970 is the code. 800-651-0798 is the number. 800-651-0798. Or MyPillow.com, promo code AM970.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Rob Miller is in for Joe Lundberg, 857 on AM970 The Answer at the Weather Answer Desk. Rob, how are we doing? Going to be cold tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be cold the next couple of days. The rain is now gone, a mix of clouds and sun today, but temperature's not going to be moving all that much during the daytime today, and those winds will be gusting throughout the day, upwards of 40 to 45 Woo-hoo! Miles per hour, going to make it feel like it's in the 20s at times.
Wow.
So you're going to be wanting to bundle up today as you're heading out and about. Tomorrow, not much better. Temperature only reaching a high of 41, but again, winds not quite as strong as today, but still gusting up into the 30s. It's going to make it feel like it's in the 20s, and temperatures on Saturday only staying in the 30s. So it's going to be cold the next few days, but it should be dry. So just make sure you bundle up as you're heading out and about.
We got this. We got this. Thank you, Robin, for Joe Lundberg. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Zen Sam's, you know, we joke, but she's a great guest. She's so knowledgeable. Actress, model. She's got a new film coming out. But I got to, can I push the envelope with Zen? Because we know her about the Harvey Weinstein
Absolutely.
Situation. Because she has a story. Eesh, I don't want to be inappropriate. I don't want to be too personal. But, you know, Zen, listen, you don't want to miss this interview coming up with Zen Sams. Great gal. Great gal. And she is a great mother as well. Bill Ripken, man, former major leaguer, analyst for MLB Network. I'm a baseball guy. I love the name of Bill's new book. It's called State of Play, The Old School Guide to New School Baseball. That says it all. And Matt Seholm is executive director, by the way, of American Recyclable Plastic Bag Alliance. Plastic bags banned in New York as of Sunday. This is all they got to worry about. You cannot make this up. Frank is here. Albert's here. Debbie's here. Piscopo in the morning, and we're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
41 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Mets minor league outfielder Tim Tebow will play for the Philippines in the World Baseball Classic qualifiers in March. Former NFL quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner was born there back in 1987 when his parents served as missionaries. Mrs. Dash is going gender neutral. The popular salt-free seasoning announced this week it's dropping the Mrs. and will now just be known as Dash. Producer B&G Foods will be rolling out new blends with the new name, but the old blends will still be available. In sports, Knicks beaten by the Hornets 107-101. Nets lost to the Wizards 110-106. College hoops, Syracuse crushed Pitt 72-49, while St. John's lost 71-60 at Villanova. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.